light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Zayyinu majalisakum bis-salati alayya. Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, and salam upon me. Why? Fa'inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamati. For indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salawat, and salam, which you recite upon me, this will become nur for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi. Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila, the light of guidance. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, as we all know, this beautiful silsila is brought to you by Madani Channel. And in this silsila, we are discussing some very, very beautiful topics, beautiful points, beautiful matters related to the light of guidance. And indeed, the light of guidance refers to the beautiful and unique religion of Islam, the universal religion, the religion which teaches us muhabbat and love, the religion which teaches us respect, not only of our parents and our elders, rather our siblings, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, and our neighbors as well. Subhanallah. Indeed, this religion is the light of guidance for every person who follows this religion. He has attained the light of guidance and he is on the straight path. And that person who turned away from this guidance, Allahu Akbar, for that person who turned away from this religion, indeed, and unfortunately, he ended up being misguided and corrupted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the deen of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the deen of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all steadfastness. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Today's beautiful and exciting topic is a very unique topic, a topic which many of us need to know. And a topic, you know, which I feel that many people ask questions, should I rather say objections, on this beautiful topic, Allahu Akbar. And what is that? That is seeking help from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yes, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the authority to help his ummatis, subhanallah. Not only those in Medina, those in Makkah Sharif, no, around the globe, wherever the believers are, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability to help them, to listen to their plea, their call, and also remove the difficulties, subhanallah. And whatever they need, my Nabi has the power and the qudrat and the ability, obviously from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he may remove the difficulties and solve all their problems, accept all their du'as, subhanallah. So today we will be discussing, inshallah, about seeking help from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. May good intentions before we start. Indeed, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you attain. Make good intentions. Whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu. I will say Azza wa Jalla. I will say Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I will glorify and praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutation, salawat, and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed names of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, I will say alayhi salam. When I hear the names of the Sahaba ikram, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu or radiyallahu ta'ala anha if it's a female. When I hear the name of the awliya, the buzurgan deen, the pious ancestors, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, whatever the case is, subhanallah. I will sit from beginning to end, inshallah, whatever I learn, I will act upon it first of all, and inshallah I will teach it to others as well. Subhanallah. These beautiful intentions all of you all should make, and many more intentions which you all have in your mind, make these beautiful intentions. The more the merrier, the more intentions you make, indeed, the more reward you attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned this, and this is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, a very authentic and beautiful tafsir of the glorious Quran, subhanallah. Sayyiduna Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that during tawaf, I saw a person who was reciting Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst taking every step. Every step he was reciting Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I asked him, "Oh brother, what's the secret of reciting Durood? Instead of saying La ilaha illallah, instead of saying Subhanallah, you're reciting Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on every step. What's the hikmat behind this? What's the wisdom behind this? What's the reason behind this?" Subhanallah, that person asked, "May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you. Who are you?" So he says, I replied, "I was Sufyan Thawri." And he was famous. People knew that he was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person said, "If you had not been unique amongst the people, then I would not tell you about my state and my secret. I wouldn't tell you what's the reason behind me reciting Durood on every step if you didn't have a unique personality. But because you're a unique personality, let me tell you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says that, "I, along with my father, went with the intention to perform Hajj. During the journey, my father fell ill. His face turned dark, his eyes turned blue, and his belly swelled." Allah Allah. He says, "I tearfully recited the following, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and only to Him we are to return." He says, "And after a while, my father passed away at that deserted place. So I covered his blessed face with a chadar, and suddenly sleep overcame me and I slept." Allahu Akbar. He says, "In my sleep I saw a dream in which I saw a handsome man wearing neat and beautiful clothes." Subhanallah. He says, "I've never seen anyone more handsome than the man, and I've never seen anyone wearing much neater and much cleaner clothes than that person." Subhanallah, means his clothes was unique and his personality was also unique, his beauty was also unique. Subhanallah, he says, "He came close to my father, he removed the chadar from his face and he started moving his blessed hand on his face." Allahu Akbar. He started moving his blessed hand on his face. He says, "All of a sudden, the face of my father turned whiter than milk. He then moved his blessed hand on the belly and the belly became normal like before." Allahu Akbar. He says, "When this person was about to leave, I stood up, I held his blessed chadar, and I said, Ya Sayyidi, O my master, O my leader, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on you. Who are you? By virtue of the blessing of your presence, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done, that He done this favor upon my father, subhanallah, at this deserted place. Where there is no help, there is no one to support us. My father fell ill, and after falling ill, he had this situation that his face, you know, changed color, his belly started protruding, his belly started swelling, and you came and helped us at this beautiful moment." Subhanallah. So he says, "You know, who are you that because of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done this favor upon my blessed father?" That unique personality said, "Don't you recognize me? I am Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, I am the final and blessed Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Your father was a big sinner, a great sinner, but he would recite Durood Sharif upon me abundantly. When he suffered from this illness, he made a plea for help. He asked for dua, and undoubtedly, the person who recites Durood upon me abundantly, the person who recites Durood a lot upon me, I come to help him." Allahu Akbar. After this, the person said, "When I woke up, I saw that my respected father's face had become white and his swollen belly had also become normal." Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala Muhammad. Taweez har bala hai, salli ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this beautiful incident? And from this incident, there's many, many lessons which we learn. First of all, we learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more affectionate, more loving towards his ummatis, more than the parents of the ummatis. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does many favors upon his ummatis. He doesn't only recognize them, but he also helps them whenever they are in trouble. Subhanallah. From this incident, we come to learn that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helps his ummatis even after his physical departure from this world. Even after his physical demise, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the authority, the qudrat, the power to help those that are in need. Subhanallah, subhanallah. At the same time, we come to learn about the excellence of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who recites durood abundantly on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, you know, that durood is sufficient for him. That durood is enough for him. The salutations which is recited upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is enough, and his problems, his difficulties, his calamities, everything will be removed, subhanallah, with the blessings of durood and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful it is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability of helping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability of helping his ummatis wherever they are, in whichever situation they are. Remember, the real helper is only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. A very famous ayat. Each one of us recites it every day in Salah, in Surah Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Translation from Ibn Sulayman, you alone may we worship, and from you alone may we seek help. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Regarding this blessed ayah, it has been mentioned in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinnah, the real helper is also you, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without your permission, no one can help anyone, apparently, physically, spiritually, no one can help anyone on a small or large scale. Subhanallah. However, by the virtue of the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants of Allah Almighty are also helpers, and they also help. It has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الظَّهِيرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, so indeed Allah is his helper, and Jibreel, and the virtuous believers, and after that, the angels are also his supporters. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Regarding this best verse, it has been mentioned in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan, Mawla, that is helper, Mawla means helper, has been mentioned for Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and for the pious Muslims in this verse. The angels have been declared to be Zahir. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الظَّهِيرُ. Zahir means a helper. From this it has become obvious that the servants of Allah Almighty are helpers. Remember, where the help from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been negated, it means real help. Yes, the real helper is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The haqiqi helper is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anbiya, the awliya, the sulaha, the fuqaha, the ulama, the great personalities can help the ummatis, and they can help one another. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is only by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the real helper is only and solely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are many examples of, you know, helping people in the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we gather all of those examples, then we can even, you know, compile a great book just on this topic. Subhanallah. And our topic for today is seeking help from the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's listen to a few examples very briefly, inshallah. Subhanallah. It's mentioned in a blessed hadith of Bukhari Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam satisfied the appetite of the entire army. What a little food. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went towards a cave with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they reached the cave, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do not enter until I go inside. Let me go inside the cave. Once I enter, no, if there is anything harmful, it will come to me before you. So you have to let me enter first, let me clean, let me check everything. If everything is fine, then you may also enter, Ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He entered the cave and, you know, there were holes all around the cave. So he filled the pieces of these holes with his tahaban sharif, his blessed, you know, tahaban, you can say a loin cloth, a cloth which they use to cover the sitr. Subhanallah. A very beautiful and a very comfortable sort of dressing, subhanallah. So he filled the pieces of the hole with his tahaban sharif, but two holes were left open. So Hazrat Bakr Siddiq kept his blessed foot on those two holes, and he humbly requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, now you may enter the cave. The cave is safe for you to come. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, and he kept his blessed head on the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he started resting. Allahu Akbar. So inside those holes, there was a venomous snake. And the snake came and he bit Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, through the hole. But due to the fear that the sleep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam may be disturbed, he did not even move. But he could not stop the tears because the snake was biting him continuously. The snake was also an Ashiqi Rasul, a lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he wanted to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there is no possible way because all the holes are blocked. So he started biting as Abu Bakr Siddiq is not moving. Because if he moves, then the sleep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be disturbed. The rest of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be disturbed. So he had to make a choice. My life or the sleep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My jaan, my zindagi, my life or the blessed rest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, he made a decision and he said, you know, my life is not important. The rest and the sleep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is much more important. Subhanallah. So he did not move. I should not disturb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he could not stop the tears. Obviously the pain, the poison, the venom, whatever it was. So the tears couldn't stop it. And the tears fell on the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up and he said, oh Abu Bakr, what has happened to you? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied humbly, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Something means the snake has bitten me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied his blessed saliva to the affected area, and immediately that affected area completely recovered. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummati, for his Ashiqi Akbar, for his beloved. His beloved friend, his beloved companion, subhanallah, yare ghar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the help that my Nabi placed his blessed saliva, and immediately that poison, that venom, everything was recovered. Subhanallah, when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam helps, then the help is extraordinary, the help is unique. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And no doctor, no marham, no ointment, no lotion, no cream, nothing. The blessed saliva of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah, I take a qasam and I say the saliva of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability of curing every disease, even the most fatal disease in this world, which ointments, which creams, which machines cannot cure. The saliva of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can cure the disease and cure the sickness, because that saliva has nisbat to the greatest Rasul, the greatest Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. On one occasion, when the eye of Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala came out of its socket due to being struck by an arrow, so he came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the eyeball. Allah, look at the Sahaba ikram. They didn't run to a hakim, a doctor, a healer, a herbalist, whatever it was. No. Eyeball came out of the socket. So he came with the eye, subhanallah, in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked for an eye. Allah, Sahaba ikram, even if they lose their eye, they will come in the court of Nabi and say, Ya Rasulullah, you are even able to grant us our missing eyes as well. Subhanallah. So he asked for an eye. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bestowed it upon him. Means that eye was restored. And subhanallah, his eye, you know, he could then see properly. And it was as if nothing happened and everything was restored for him. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has narrated, on the occasion of the Battle of Khaybar, Sayyidina Salama bin Akwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with his broken shin to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined his shin on the spot. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It has been narrated in Bukhari Sharif, upon a blessed companion's request, in order to get rid of the drought, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. So such rain came down, which did not stop at all for the whole week. Subhanallah. The blessed companions, alayhim ar-ridwan, once became thirsty during a journey. So they went to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they humbly mentioned their thirst. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caused water fountains to come out of his fingers and satisfied their thirst. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In Muslim Sharif, even it has been written that when Sayyidina Rabi'ah bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for paradise, he was also given paradise by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And he was given the Jannat. I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sahib-e-jannat. He is malik-e-jannat. He is the owner of Jannah. Jannah is made for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever he wants, my Nabi, may enter into Jannah. Subhanallah, ham Rasulullah ke aur Jannat Rasulullah ki. Indeed, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we love, we respect, we honor, we revere the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, our aqidah is that inshallah, 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 we will enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Jannat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone is targeting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone is opposing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone is ma'azallah insulting, criticizing, abusing, al-ayazu billah, abusing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is definitely not going to go in Jannat. He is a Jahannami, he is going to hell. The person who has love, respect and honor for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ham Rasulullah ke aur Jannat Rasulullah ki. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the beautiful life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully, you know, my Nabi used to help. I mean, in all these beautiful incidents we learned, it wasn't normal helping. It's helping in unique ways, in ways which are beyond our imagination, our understanding. This was regarding the Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ar-ridwan. I told you my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helps. But let's listen to another beautiful incident. Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, he says, once I was passing through the streets of Medina with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we passed by a tent of a villager, a Bedouin, and by the tent a doe was tied. So the doe humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Bedouin living in this tent brought me here after hunting me, though my two kids are there in the jungle. Milk in my udders is getting thick. He neither slaughters me so that I can get rid of this pain, nor releases me so that I can go to the jungle and feed my kids with milk and then come back. An animal, a doe, is complaining in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this plea by the doe, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he said, if I release you, will you come back? So it humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah, Prophet of Allah, surely I will. If I do not do it, then may Allah Almighty punish me as He punishes those who charge impermissible taxes. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam released it. So it went towards the jungle very quickly and restlessly. And after a while, it came back happily. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tethered it to the tent. Meanwhile, that Bedouin also came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was carrying a mashkiza. Mashkiza was a small leather bag in which they used to carry water. So he was carrying this leather bag of water, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, will you sell this dough to us? So he humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I present it to you as a gift. Aapke liye tohfa hai. Ya Rasulullah, you asking to buy this from me? You are the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it as a gift, Ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed the dough. Allah, Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, by Allah Almighty, I saw that the dough was going towards the jungle, glorifying Allah Almighty and reciting kalima tayyibah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And all of this, subhanallah, what's the reason behind this? It's the help of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So even animals came and pleaded and asked for help in the court of my Nabi, and my Nabi even solved the problems and difficulties of animals as well. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ya'la bin Murrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, he says, one day whilst traveling with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, suddenly we passed by a camel. And on the camel, there were water mishkizas, water leather bags. So when the camel saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it started complaining and it bowed its neck. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to it and said, where is the owner of this camel? Meanwhile, the owner came. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sell it to me. So he replied, Ya Rasulullah, I present it to you as a gift. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sell it to me. He said, I present it to you as a gift. However, this camel belongs to the family whose source of income is nothing but this camel. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anyhow, when you have mentioned its matter, so listen. It has complained that lots of work is taken from it and a little fodder is given to it, so treat it well. If this is the only source of income, it has complained to me. Huh? It has complained to me that, you know, lots of work is taken, but fodder is given very little. Very little food is given to him. So take the work according to the capacity of the animal and feed him more often. Feed him the food. Feed him this fodder. Means, in other words, treat him, treat the animal well. Don't do zulm upon the animal. Don't do oppression on this animal. This animal has pleaded in my exalted and respected court. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even help the animals, let alone human beings. Allahu Akbar. The lesson we learn from this beautiful incident is that whatever the situation is around the globe, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability of helping. So we should make it a habit that whenever we ask from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should use the blessed and great wasila and the medium and the means of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Allah, through the sadaqah and the wasila and the sake of your blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the wasila of the blessed Nalene Park of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept my dua in your court. Subhanallah. We all say, Ya Rasulullah, unzur halana, Ya Habibullah, isma'a qalana, innani fi bahri hammin mughraqun, khudhi yadi sahillana ashkalana. These are all help, asking for help, istighasa, asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help you. And indeed, by Allah, my Nabi has the ability to help. So if anyone puts any sorts of waswasas, any sort of satanic whispers in your mind and heart that, you know, Nabi Islam does not have the ability to help, he cannot help you, he cannot do this, immediately recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and move away from this place. And keep in your heart that definitely my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can and definitely will help you, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. With these beautiful words, we have come to the conclusion of today's beautiful silsila, and we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand whatever we have learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to practice upon whatever we have learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all on this straight path. Ahl sunnat ka hai beera paar, ashabi huzoor najm hai aur nau hai itrat rasulullah ki sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, be happy, stay happy, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. The moment you lose this love, by Allah, you will lose everything. Remain positive, think positive, be positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and everyone happy and grant you abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.